Coming up on episode number 384, we're turning Japanese here, playing Japanese versions of songs from the Western world. You'll hear songs by the Poly Six, Super Snaz, and Gito Gito Hustler, just to name a few. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hulu. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is November 11th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you Turning Japanese, Japanese versions of songs that you just might recognize. We're going to hear covers of The Knack and The Ronettes and even Jellyfish coming up in the next 35 minutes or so. Today's show is brought to you by Audio Engine. We'll talk about them in a little bit. But first, let's go ahead and just get to the music. You know, I couldn't do one of these shows if I did not include the fantastic Shonen Knife. So, kicking us off, here's Burt Bacharach and BJ Thomas's Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, performed by Shonen Knife.
Nothing's in it. I cry, 叫びたい。 I cry, 叫びたい。 I cry, 叫びたい。
Now, even if that wasn't a cover, that is a great pop song that would just stand on its own. Those are the Cokes from their album Heatwave, with a cover of Sherry, which was originally done back in 1979 by a Tulsa, Oklahoma group called 2020. Ron Flint and Steve Allen and Mike Gallo formed this band 2020. They had minor local success with Sherry and a song called Yellow Pills, which became the title of a power pop fanzine that is actually still being published today. So that's 2020. The band you just heard were the Cokes, covering them with Sherry. And man, I have been looking all over for the original of Sherry by 2020. I got to keep looking. It's not on iTunes. It's not on Amazon MP3. Going to check a couple other sources and see if I can find the original version of that song, because it sounds like an excellent power pop track. Before that, Puffy Yamiyumi. Yes, Puffy Yamiyumi, covering Jellyfish, joining a fan club, and that comes from their 2004 album, Hi Hi Puffy Yamiyumi, which was kind of a soundtrack to their TV show. They had a TV show on Cartoon Network, an animated TV show on Cartoon Network for a while. They did the theme song to the long-running Cartoon Network Teen Titans television show. And that album, Hi Hi Puffy Yamiyumi, I believe, was produced by Andy Sturmer from Jellyfish, so there's the connection right there. And I believe he produced the album before that, which was called Nice. Didn't have any covers, but man, that's another great Japanese pop album. And then we start off the set with Shonen Knife, covering Burt Bacharach and Hal David's Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, which of course was a big hit for BJ Thomas. That is Shonen Knife. So, we go from Sherry, which is a very little-known pop song that's getting the Japanese treatment, to something that's very familiar. Little Eva did a cover of it, Grand Funk Railroad did a cover of it, and Kylie Minogue did a cover of it. It's The Locomotion, and it's performed here by Gito Gito Hustler from their album Love and Roll.
Yeah.
And if you think these guys are influenced by Devo, then you're absolutely correct. Poly 6 with their version of The Knack's My Sharona from their 2005 Greatest Hits compilation, Poly 6 or Die. This was a band that was started by a Japanese high school student in 1997, Hiroyuki Hayashi, and he named the group after his first keyboard, which was a Korg Poly 6. He saw Devo on TV and was so enamored by new wave and you know, punk kind of new wave, he decided to form his own band, and he got a few of his friends. Well, who knows if they're friends? Junichi Sugai and Sako, who kind of provide those robotic vocals. That's the Poly 6 with My Sharona by The Knack. Before that, I Wonder by Super Snaz from their 1999 album Diode City with a cover of the Ronettes tune, I Wonder. And then we start off the set with The Locomotion by Gito Gito Hustler from Love and Roll from 2006. Really quickly, I want to tell you about our sponsor for this week's shows. It's Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA, and their Audio Engine 2s. Now, you know, I've told you about the Audio Engine 5s. I've told you a little bit about the Audio Engine 2s. These are great desktop speakers. So if you've seen the Audio Engine 5s, you know that they are bookshelf speakers or living room, family room, den kind of size speakers. These are considerably smaller. They're, you know, desktop speaker size, just a few inches tall and a few inches wide. But the sound they put out is absolutely amazing. They take an eighth-inch jack or double RCA jacks, and there's a volume control right there on it, so you can separate out the volume control from your computer, make it more convenient for you to turn down the volume if you're you happen to land on a MySpace page or something where the music starts cranking. And of course, these things look fantastic with either the white piano finish or the black piano finish, just to match the Audio Engine 5s. Check them out, Audio Engine 2s. You'll be absolutely amazed by the sound of these things. Absolutely amazed. AudioEngineUSA.com, or if you go to coverville.com/audioengine, then it'll take you right to their page. So we've had a lot of American and are there any UK acts in what I've played? No, really, it's all American acts. And let's actually have a Japanese band covering another Japanese band. This is a song called Pepper Kaibu by GoGo7188. You know what? I need to throw out some thank yous, by the way, to some people who recommended these. Dave L. from Chattanooga, Tennessee recommended that Gito Gito Hustler track. Andy Williams, who lives in Ishihaya, Nagasaki in Japan, as well as Gordon D., who I believe also lives, yes, he does also live in Japan. They all had several requests and suggestions for this show and really couldn't have put it together without their influence, because a lot of these bands, huh, never heard of them before. All right, Pepper Kaibu, I mentioned, covering Pink Ladies, I'm sorry, no, GoGo 7188, doing the song Pepper Kaibu covering Pink Lady. This comes from their album Tora Noana. It is, once again, GoGo 7188. five, six, seven, eights with Three Cool Chicks, a cover of an old classic by the Coasters that comes from their collection Bomb the Rocks early days singles. Of course, you might recognize the five, six, seven, eights. If you saw the movie Kill Bill, they're the band performing in, I can't remember the character's name, but the fight scene, the huge fight scene with all of the Japanese girls dressed like schoolgirls. If that helps you at all. Uma Thurman, I can't even remember her character either, and it was kind of prominent. All right, anyway, 5678s with Three Cool Chicks. Before that, Pepper Kaibu by Gogo 7188 from their album Tora Noana. That is a cover of a song by the Pink Lady, or maybe it's just Pink Lady. You know, right now, while you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Sunday night, that is, I'm actually in Las Vegas checking out the Richard Cheese Show. Recorded this one just a couple days early to make sure that I got a nice show out for you on Sunday. But we will be back on Tuesday with some sort of theme show. I've got something planned. Just looking to see. Yeah, we'll have something fun. If you have a request or suggestion or an idea for a Japanese artist or a cover that I may have missed, please do let me know. You can email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com. Like I said, we'll be back on Tuesday with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Special thanks to Audio Engine Pro for sponsoring this week's shows. Thanks also to Cashfly, cashfly.com, for the bandwidth for each of the shows you're listening to. And special thanks also to Backbeat Media Podcast Network, with whom Coverville is a proud member. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.